Hello and welcome back to A World Without with me, Chris.
And me, Jack. This is the podcast where we get into the hypothetical and discuss what we think would happen if something from our everyday lives suddenly stopped existing tomorrow.
Yep, and today we're taking a look at what life might be like in a world without oceans.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I mean, first off, think of the room for activities.
Oh, so much room for activities.
So much room. 70% more Earth just opened up over... Oh, my God. So much space.
Has this solved the overpopulation problem?
It must do. I mean, we've got 70% more room to just mess around with. We could go anywhere.
And the obesity problem slightly as well. Who cares? More space.
We all might as well just get as fat as we want. We're not taking up too much space anymore.
We could all get, 70% fatter is what you're saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. It's not the advice I'm giving, but theoretically, sure.
So you're saying you could either have an extra baby or get a bit fatter?
Yeah.
Nice.
And I just think, you know, we could start living wherever we want a bit more because no one's claimed this land, right? It's all just extra land that's everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, normally you'd say you're worried about maybe like a flood risk or something being like below sea level. But hello, hold on a minute.
Not a problem anymore.
What level, you say? Excuse me?
Well, you say that actually, sea level. But we're in a world without oceans. Do seas still exist?
Oh,
are they a different thing? Like the Mediterranean, the Black Sea?
Is an ocean made of seas or a sea? Oh, yeah, you've hit me with words.
Yeah, there isn't really, I mean, there probably is for people who know more, but like there's not really a defining line of like where a sea ends and where an ocean begins. Obviously, that's why the Mediterranean one's a weird one, though, because it is sort of in a bit.
Right.
Whereas like some seas are just like on the edge of land, but then they basically become an ocean eventually.
I mean, I've seen them videos on online where there's like brown water there and then blue water there, and one of them's choppy and one of them's stiller, and it's like,
yeah, but that's where you get like two oceans meet, because in New Zealand I've seen that happen at the tip of New Zealand. You can see like this line where clearly two oceans are meeting.
Ah,
yeah.
Was it any more excited than that, or
no? But basically, just someone there was like, oh, by the way, you see, like you can see, like this line. That's two oceans meeting. We're like, cool.
So we're saying that the seas are gone, or the seas are still there. Is there like some big Moses wall between the edge of where the sea is?
Yeah, I feel like that's the only way it could work, right? Because otherwise, it would all just run out into where the oceans were anyway, and it would basically... So I feel like if that's happened, it's kind of just disappearing anyway, you know?
Yeah, well, because then it falls into where the ocean... It sort of becomes the ocean now, and then it's gone... It's then gone, so...
Like, if you were to pour a shot glass into, like, a bath, it would just basically just not really be noticeable, would it, anymore?
And
it's just...
Yeah,
it's effectively kind of that. It's just kind of run out into... It's like, be a bit damp, maybe.
Like, a bit of a damp one, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because that's the point. Like, how quickly would it take for all this new area to dry out? Like, is there residue left over? Is it still mushy?
That's true. I mean, the ocean is the wetness, right? So does that just instantly go? Is it like, click your fingers and bam?
Or are we going to have to get a lot of hair dryers?
Yeah, I think we might have to just get the fan, blow it around a bit.
And what's happening with continents now? Because continents are effectively, I mean, they're kind of weird anyway, because some of them are imaginary lines and other of them are just like, yeah, this is a landmass. But effectively, they're sort of all divided by oceans.
Yeah,
kind of.
Very much. Like, that is sort of almost the deciding... Like, it's like 12 miles or something off the coast, isn't it, in most places where they're just like, that's where we end.
But now it's all just constant land. are we all now just one continent? Do we make up new continents where the now the oceans are? Like, is it like the Atlantic continent?
Oh, yeah, I'm going more that way. I think that they become new continents in between.
Uh-huh. There is one problem with that. It would mean the Indian continent, because there's the Indian Ocean,
yeah,
wouldn't contain India, which is confusing.
It is confusing, isn't it? I mean, I feel like there's a lot of confusion name stuff going on like that in a lot of other places anyway.
So we'll just let it slide.
Well, we'll let it slide. Yeah, I'm sure it's fine. Add one more to the old geography list that you got to remember. It's not a problem to me.
Or maybe India just, they either changed their name or they just like, oh, we belong to this continent now. See you later. Because they're, or maybe both, like Russia manages to do both, doesn't it? Is it Europe? Is it Asia? It just wants to be both.
It could be, yeah, sure. I feel like there is going to be this mad grab when it all first happens of everyone maybe trying to like conquer it. Sort of flags at the ready to jam into the old.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a pleasant time. I don't think it's going to be fun negotiations. I think it's going to be a lot of war. That's normally how land has been taken in the past, I would say.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, is this even land we want? I mean, it's bumpy down there, isn't it? It's not buildable. You can't just pop a flat of houses down there.
Is it any bumpier than the rest of land?
I don't know, actually. I mean,
I've not really gone and explored it too much.
Some of it's pretty smooth, isn't it? Some of it's just sand, like beautiful sand.
Yeah, a lot of it's just flat ground, right? You've got to imagine. Not all of it. I mean, yeah, you've got like the Mariana Trench or whatever. That won't be great.
Marinara Trench.
The Marinara Trench. Oh, that
sounds
lovely.
Lovely. Oh, yes, please. And hey, it's empty now. Maybe we can fill it with marinara sauce.
Okay, that's a bit ambitious. I was saying we should open a restaurant on the Marinara Trench called the Marinara Trench and we serve pizza.
Surely, hang on, it's got to be something with holes, like donuts or something. Something with holes in, right? It's a big hole. You got to.
But if it's marinara, okay.
Oh, yeah, you don't want marinara donuts. Hang on.
Pizza bagels. We sell pizza bagels at the Marinara Trench.
Yes, yes, and yes. Another business made by A World Without.
And it's massive, so we could open a whole chain of them, I think.
Yeah, it's seven times deeper than the Grand Canyon? And I mean, that's a big tourist spot. Imagine there's seven times bigger tourist spot.
Exactly. Because I was thinking about this generally. Like, there's going to be so many new places to explore. We've suddenly got a new highest place in the... which way round is it? We've got a new highest mount... Not high... Biggest mountain. Sorry, yeah. It took me a while to get there.
You got there. It's fine.
Yeah. Biggest mountain. Because... I'm not going to be able to pronounce this right. Mauna Kea in Hawaii is a volcano. If you got rid of the sea, it's 10 kilometres tall, because obviously loads of it is under the sea.
Yeah.
And Everest is only 8 kilometres tall. So now we've got a new biggest mountain to go and hike and have to conquer.
Hello.
There's going to be all those people who want to do that.
Brilliant. That's perfect. That's a brand new challenge. Is it close enough to the Marinara Trench that they can come for lunch afterwards once they've climbed it?
I don't think so. I think it's in Hawaii. Where is Marinara Trench? It's in the Pacific somewhere.
It's on the specific continent.
Yeah, no, it's near like Japan and the Philippines, a while away.
Oh, it's a bit of a walk. I mean, they've done a big hike already. They don't want to walk much
further. That's a walk, though. That is a walk. Yeah.
Thinking about it, actually, you're saying that Everest has now kind of been demoted as the second tallest mountain to climb.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, that does fit in the Mariana Trench. So maybe that's a place where we can put it. We put it there, smooth everything out, neaten the world up a bit, smoothen it, you know?
Right, it's all a bit too bumpy, we're thinking. Let's just get this all smoothed over. Where are we getting all this material from? Hack down the Mount Everest. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pop up Everest, flip it upside down, I'm assuming, and then chuck it down in the hole. Beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know enough about construction to dispute the validity of that as a tactic. It feels like that would be difficult, but hey, we've done crazy things in the past. We've gone to the moon and stuff. It feels like we could do anything.
You'd probably move a mountain. I mean, yeah. It's not like there's a phrase about moving mountains or anything, is there? So
no, exactly. I think that's fine. You've got a very sort of, I don't know, industrial, you don't care about the planet or the natural, you just want, I want something I can build on. I want flat land.
Yeah, I mean,
let's get rid of two of the most interesting geological markers on our world, and let's just Flatten them all down. Don't want anything there.
I mean, you know, if you've got a swimming pool and you've got a hole in the bottom, but then just if you look over there and, hey, you've got a big old rock that's, oh, that fits perfect into that hole. I mean, what are you going to do? You're going to cork your swimming hole, right?
Sure. Why not? I think it's a slightly different situation. Getting rid of the world's second tallest mountain and our world's deepest canyon, as opposed to plugging a hole in your swimming pool. But I see your logic. I do.
Thank you. Does anyone own the Mariana Trench?
No, was it International... What's it called?
International Waters?
Yeah, International Waters. Lawless, right? Is that actually true? Is that true?
Is that true? Can we steal it?
Is it lawless? Can you just do whatever you want?
Can we murder people?
Isn't it like if you commit a crime on International Waters, it's what nationality the vessel you're on belongs to?
I'm swimming, mate. I'm just scuba diving.
What, a couple with a backpack of rocks at a time?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think it will take you a while.
I mean, is it whoever owns my flippers? Which country made my flippers? Where were they manufactured?
Yeah, wherever you got the oxygen tank from, that's who, that's whose crimes you're against, I guess.
It really has ruined the look of our planet as well. I think the Earth is quite a beautiful looking planet, you know, the blues and the greens, and you see all the sort of clouds swirl around it, you know, when you see it from space or pictures of it from space. And if you Google what it looks like now, we've gone from like the blue marble to like a dried booger or something. It looks horrible. It's gross.
Yeah, we are even referred to as the blue planet, and we've just got rid of that blue. It's a real makeover we're having there.
It's now it's a brown lump, I think, is what people are going to call it from now on.
Yeah, which is just like what all loads of other planets just look like, a brown lump, don't
yeah,
they?
They do. And we have these beautiful blues, beautiful greens, all just sort of got bleh, into just this brown mess. It's horrible.
Yeah, maybe we have to go on a big painting mission. Maybe we just paint all of the ground blue, pretend nothing ever happened.
I like that idea. Yeah, if you're ever going to be building in the where the oceans were, it's got to be blue.
It's the one rule. You know, like you have those certain streets where like everyone has to have like a certain coloured house. Like, oh, it's colourful. Like, there's like...
Are you thinking of Balamori?
No, I'm thinking of like villages in Italy and stuff, mate, actually. But I think Balamori might have stolen it from them.
But possibly.
You know, you've seen them, those like... cute little village of towns you get in places. They're all like pastel colours or whatever. That's like one of the rules. You have to keep your house painted that colour. It's that. But everyone's blue only.
It's blue only. Blue house, blue road, blue grass.
You might be able to change around with a few like hues, or I push a bit cyan, or I'll go in navy, I'm going sky, I'm going,
ooh,
you know.
Yeah.
We got some swatches to you can chip pick from. But
Cerulean.
Cerulean indeed. Yeah, you know, you've got some choice, but limited choice. It's all one palette, really.
Yeah. Pushing back a little bit then, over from where the ocean was, we got the beach. What happens to them? The special thing about a beach is that it's by the ocean, right? It's not a beach anymore. It's just a big pile of sand that's sort of a bit hilly.
And a bit hot. Like, normally they're very hot.
Yeah.
And like, one of the best things about being at the beach is that, oh, okay, I get to cool off and go to the water.
Yeah.
Now...
what are you going to do?
Now they're just horrible. Because I think the worst thing about beaches is the sand. Like, I used to hate beaches when I was younger, just because sand gets everywhere.
Doesn't it get out? It's like it's seeking out the worst places to go. Cracks
Find
and
every
crevices.
Cracks and crevices, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. It is... Yeah, it's a real adventure, that sand. It finds its way into everywhere.
It does.
I've come round to beaches a bit, but largely due to the water. It's quite nice to relax in there and get to cool off in the water.
You've got to earn the ocean by going over that sandy like barrier, you know?
But now, they're almost punishment. Just really hot and dry.
It's just a desert, basically, now. We're going to the desert instead.
Yeah, so I think beaches become a lot less popular, honestly.
Are they even a beach? It can't be called a beach anymore. A beach has to be on the coast, right?
Yeah. I guess over a night, our definition of beaches changes. I just more wonder where the beach ends now. Because obviously, we kind of see where it starts, where the sand all starts.
Yeah.
But where's it end?
It just keeps going, I guess, until we get to this brand new continent all of a sudden.
Yeah, I guess you often have, like, those drop-offs, don't you? You know, like, those beaches where you could just walk out for ages for some reason. Like, they just walk really far out into the water. They're just like, what's going on? So those would be... those beaches get massive, but then you get those other ones which sort of drop off suddenly.
Oh, you go into the water and you're up to your ankles. You take one step and suddenly you're like up to your neck.
That'd be dangerous.
It would be, yeah. It's a cliff. It's just a cliff.
But I think mountain people are feeling real smug. You know, like, are you a beach person? Are you a mountain person? Well, beached people just got their whole environment ruined. Mountain people are feeling well smug.
Yeah, they got more things to climb and hike across.
Exactly.
You know what I hate?
Go on.
Imagine the picture, right? I'm going to set the scene.
Please.
You're wearing jeans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably shouldn't be wearing jeans at the beach, but you've gone to the beach in jeans.
Oh, well, I feel like an idiot. Did I not know I was going to the beach?
No, it was a surprise beach visit.
I wish they had warned me.
Yeah, they didn't say. It just happened. But, you know, you're a bit hot. You want to enjoy the beach. You want to enjoy the water. So you go for a little paddle. You take your shoes and socks off and you paddle your little feet in there a little bit. But, you know, you can't pull your jeans. What are we wearing here? Like bell-bottom jeans? You can't pull them way up. You can't get them up more than like 5-10 centimeters up your leg or something. So you try.
Yeah.
You try. Mm-hmm. But you have your little pad. You have your little fun. Ah, your edges of your jeans got moist. They got splattered. A little bit of foam and froth kind of flipped up there a little bit in the waves. Now you're walking back across the beach. Uh-oh. Sand. Sand's coming, right? Sticks on the jeans. And now you're literally traveling home wearing sandpaper ankled jeans, and it is hell. It is the worst torture I think I've ever experienced.
I think it just served you right for wearing jeans to the beach, honestly.
It was a surprise visit. How was I to know? This was all about me, actually. I didn't say this at the beginning, but yeah, this happened to me.
I think we all gathered that. But yeah, I mean, not had that specific experience with the whole sandpaper jeans.
I'm happy that you haven't, Jack.
Thank you. But the mixture of the whole wet sand thing just being all like, just even on in between your toes and stuff, you're trying to put your shoes back on. Now you've got sandpaper shoes.
Yeah, I think there's something very specific about slightly wet jeans in the first place that already don't feel very nice. And then you get a bit of sand on there and it just takes it to a whole nother level.
Yes, I will agree. So, I mean, that's one upside, I guess. No more damp sand.
Dry sand now, good.
So now you can wear jeans to the beach whenever you feel like.
Oh, phew, okay.
And you don't have to worry about it.
Thank goodness for this.
Is this why you always wear shorts everywhere now? Listeners, you might not know, Chris wears shorts basically 330 days a year, I would say.
It's normally like Christmas and holidays I take off, but yeah.
Other than that, he is wearing shorts in every possible weather. Is it this one experience that just you were like, never again? I'm never getting anything knee below. I'm not risking that.
You know what? I think it might be. I think deep down that might have been the reason why I had that one experience. And then I've just been short boy ever since.
I am so glad we got to the bottom of this, because I've always wondered, like, what is it that drives him in 5-degree weather to still be rocking around in shorts?
Those surprise beaches.
Yeah, especially because it was a surprise. You never know when it's going to sneak up on you, you know?
Got to be prepared.
One day, you could just be heading to the beach. And so now you're just always prepared.
Yeah, we figured it out. I'm so happy. That's made me happy now.
It's like a therapy session.
It is. I feel relieved.
We've really made a breakthrough today here, Chris, I think. I do feel like we should probably address the elephant in the room, which is the death of all life on Earth.
Ah, yes, that. I'm glad you brought it up.
Is it bad? Yes. Do we really need to focus on it too much? Is it really that relevant? No. No. I reckon we could just sweep this under the rug, because if we're actually getting all scientific on things, it's not looking good. It is bad.
It is very bad. I mean, so from what level of bad here? Because I was even thinking that water must weigh a lot on the Earth, right? Are we going to sort of start, like, speeding up rotations of Earth spins or slowing down rotations even more than we already are or something?
That is a phenomenal point. I had not even...
From a cosmic point, is the Earth doomed, let alone all the stuff on the planet, yeah.
Yeah, that's great, because water's heavy. I don't know if you've ever tried to pick up a big bucket of water. You're always like, really? Way heavier than I feel like it should be.
It's surprisingly heavy, isn't it?
Yeah, the world has really lost a hefty amount of weight overnight.
And I think a spinning thing that loses weight slows down quicker, right? Like...
Oh, that has less momentum.
Yeah, less momentum.
But is easier to spin because it's lighter.
That's true.
Maybe it all evens itself out.
Maybe we're okay right on that front. Then who knows?
Because then obviously you've got the moon affects the tides.
Yep.
But is that now not affecting us as much because it's not having anything to pull on? Or it's pulling us more because it's less heavy to pull?
Oh.
Is the moon having more effect on us?
I think it might. It must do. Gravity, right? If it's pulling... trying to pull the Earth, then surely we're lighter now. So yeah, we're going to start going to meet the moon.
Oh, dear.
That's going to make the next visit to the moon a bit easier, isn't it? It might only take 5 minutes. You might be able to jump it.
Become really close.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Have a massive moon in the sky.
So now we've not only gained all this, like, ocean space, but we've gained a moon as well.
Yeah, really what this is kind of like us doing an extension. This is us getting rid of the pond that was in the back garden. We're just like, there's so much more room now for all this stuff.
Yeah. That is the perfect analogy, yes.
But we all do set on fire and our crops fail and there's massive amounts of CO2 released through all the forest fires. I don't know. I feel like it's bad on balance.
There is definite death occurring there. I'm not sure we instantly set on fire.
Well, I think everything dries. I mean, like forest fires, I think, become incredibly common.
Ah, yes. I was imagining spontaneous combustion.
I'm not thinking spontaneous combustion overnight. I just think everything gets a bit... Because obviously there's no rain anymore without the water cycle, at least massively reduced amounts of rain, because I actually did some research.
Oh, my.
3.5% of our current water supply still exists through ice caps, lakes and rivers, but 96.5% of our current water supply is in the oceans.
Oh dear. So thirsty. Very, very thirsty.
Thirsty. All of our plants, very thirsty. They just all dry out and then become very crispy and basically like tinder boxes. Then with all them setting on fire, it's a lot of CO2. Apparently, the oceans absorb, like, I don't remember the percentage, but a massive amount of, like, the solar radiation. So without that, the planet just massively heats up really quickly.
Maybe it is spontaneous combustion at some point.
So,
then.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite spontaneous, but it's pretty quick. It's like being put in the oven, I'd say.
right. It's not a microwave, it's an oven. It takes its time, but it gives it a nice taste.
I was reading an article that suggests that maybe we all head to Antarctica and then we can just try and turn all that ice into usable water and we all try and live there. But obviously there's no infrastructure or anything and you can't really build on Antarctica. So it's not great.
But there's a glimmer of there's an idea at least. We've got a direction.
Someone's got some ideas, surely. There's underground bunkers. We still got groundwater that we can drink from, like, you know, the stuff we'll get from wells and
sounds
things.
Disgusting, doesn't it? Groundwater.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Sounds like puddles.
Water. Yeah, just go around with a straw, sipping up puddles.
Yeah, we might have to at this rate.
You know, beggars can't be choosers. We've got to find water wherever we can, I think.
I guess we should mention as well, before we all die, all the fish. I mean, it's a sushi buffet for about 10 minutes, 20 minutes before it all starts going a bit grotty.
Yeah, bad day to be a fish. Think of the smell. Think of the smell.
Oh, I mean, the sea don't smell great the best of times, does it? Sometimes. So now imagine it.
Ugh. Now it's just a graveyard to trillions of fish. Oh, my. Oh. That would put people off the whole war land grab thing. When if it just everywhere you go, it's just rotting fish everywhere. It puts you off the real estate a bit.
You're like, we want the land. No, we want the land.
Yeah.
Oh, no, all right, you have the land. You have it.
You can have it. So actually, okay. Because imagine you try and go around looking for a house, you just walk into the bedroom, load of dead fish everywhere. It would put you off.
Oh, yeah, it would. I guess that means all fish in aquariums and stuff, they're having the last laugh now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Thought they were prisoners, and now look at them. They've been saved.
Although, who's giving them the news? Are they even aware?
Oh, that's true. You usually don't get an aquarium that close to the ocean, do you?
No, the way they can see, that'd be cruel. Oh, can you imagine the cruelty of that?
Which is like a glass wall.
Yeah, and then it's just like all their mates swimming around outside, and they're just like, hi, Brian. I can't come out and play. I'm stuck in a tank.
Yeah.
That would be a real cruel way to make an aquarium. And weirdly, I do think they exist. I feel like I remember one which is...
I think they might do.
Like, on the coast, and it's kind of just like they let them swim in and then they just close the door.
I'm not sure that's exactly how it works. That is a very smart and also lazy way of running an aquarium, yeah. Isn't it? Just see whatever floats in.
Hey, look, whatever comes in is what fish we have, all right? That's all I can give you.
I bet old Free Willy is kicking himself now for leaving. He just escaped back to the ocean. Idiot.
Well, you say just. It has been about, what, 40 years since that
Sure. Oh, yeah, that's true. But so you're saying he's probably dead. I don't know how old.
Yeah, I don't want to break it to you, Chris. I think Free Willy might be dead. Oh, did he die in the films? Isn't that?
I think you're thinking of Jaws.
I'm not. But there's multiple Free Willy films, right?
There was. And now I want to see a combined, you know, like Freddy versus Jason. I want to see Free Willy Jaws.
Yeah, he's coming for revenge.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Does Free Willy die? the one who played him died in 2003.
Oh, that was I mean, still 20 years ago, I guess.
Yeah, still a while back. So, yeah, I think we can confidently say Free Willy is dead.
Sorry to break it to you, everybody. It's quite sudden news for some of you, I'm sure. But we can confirm Free Willy is deceased.
Breaking news.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, Jack, tell me, what happens at the end of a river now?
I think maybe kind of similar to what we're saying with the sea. It just kind of runs into the mushy sort of ground.
Just a drain.
It all gets absorbed.
All right.
Because it's not really getting replenished in the same way, right?
Not really, no. I mean, it has to run into the sea, right? All rivers lead to the ocean. Is that true?
Because it already feels like... I remember going to, like, massive waterfalls. You know, like your Niagara Falls or your Victoria Falls,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
right? Those massive waterfalls. And it does feel like... It doesn't rain this much, does it?
Where's this all coming from?
Every single time I'm at one of those massive waterfalls, I'm just like, where's it all coming? It cannot be raining this much.
I could just imagine you at this beautiful waterfall and you've got this big frown on your face. You're looking around everywhere like, where is it coming from?
Because it's so much water. There is so much water. It's just unfathomable.
I always think of, of course, but the difference between like running a bath, like running the tap and running the shower. If you try and fill the bath up with the shower, it takes ages, right? And that's like the rain. But you put the tap on, that's like a waterfall like that. That goes way quicker.
Yeah.
You're right. I think waterfalls are fake. I think there's pumps. I think we should be looking for the pumps.
You think it's all a conspiracy?
It's all a conspiracy. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Go chasing the source of them, because it's all lies. Yeah. It's all a lie somewhere. Because especially like in Africa, because I recently went to Victoria Falls, and it's absolutely insane, the scale of like the amount of water is just... No, I'm sorry. In the middle of Africa, you think it's raining that much? Come, no.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
No.
You're right.
We've blown this wide open, I reckon.
I think we have.
Victoria Falls is a conspiracy.
Is this going to help us on our quest to find the lost city of Atlantis?
Does become a lot easier to find, I think, yeah.
You sort of look about a bit, right?
Don't have to do the whole scuba gear, submarines. A lot more accessible.
Yeah.
So their time's up, I think.
I think so. Atlantis, we're coming for you. Which it's like the city is already built for you. You don't even have to build stuff there. It's perfect.
Yeah, it might be a bit water damaged. But,
sure. But you know, those hair dryers, like we said, they can. That's yeah. We'll focus on Atlantis first. And we'll dry that up, and then we'll sort of focus on everywhere else.
Yeah, if we start with a decent foundation, renovate that a bit. It's like a little project. You know, you don't want to build a house from scratch, do you? It's a lot easier.
It's a doer upper, Atlantis.
It's a doer upper. Yeah. Yeah, got real potential.
It's also we got like the Titanic. We got other shipwrecks and stuff like. We can go just the museums now, like all of these places. Just
come
have a walk about.
Yeah, all the shipwrecks that exist, all the little treasures you'd find, all the bodies.
Oh,
probably find a lot of bodies.
Oh, get them out first before they open the museum, I think.
Yeah, probably best.
Well, it depends on the museum type.
If they're an important person, sure, keep them around.
Put them in
a little glass tank. Yeah. Well, I imagine the skeletons don't really stay together in that kind of way if they sink to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, probably not. They've probably been fish food and all sorts of stuff as well at that point.
But I reckon we're finding lots of little trinkets when you're walking around. People with metal detectors having a field day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you even, you know, go on the beach and you find some interesting stuff sometimes. Imagine what's out at the bottom of the ocean.
Exactly. Oh, lovely. They could just start on the beach and just keep walking.
Ah, just go, keep going, yeah. I think that's the main demographic of people that are going to be moving out to the ocean first as well, yeah. People with metal detectors.
Yeah.
And James Cameron, probably.
Why? Oh, Titanic.
He loves it, doesn't he? He can't get enough.
He loves it, yeah.
And what about the Bermuda Triangle as well? I mean, that's not necessarily like under the ocean, I know, but it's certainly very, very oceany around there. I mean,
might be able to solve the whole conundrum of what's going on there. There'd be a lot of shipwrecks. There'd be a lot of treasures to find. Again, lots of bodies.
You always bring them in.
I mean, I'm a pessimist. Okay, so. Yeah, but everyone wants to be warned of the bodies. Sure. Do I sound like a downer all the time, always bringing up the dead bodies? If we get there and everyone's in a good mood and they're like, oh, it's filled with dead bodies. You know, at least I was trying to warn you guys.
Jack, always going on about the bodies.
But I just don't want people to have the wrong idea. It's going to be a fun day out exploring some shipwrecks and not expect to find a few bodies.
Hey, Jack, do you want to go out next Tuesday? He's like, will there be bodies? I'm not sure.
I reckon there's a high chance of bodies being there, actually. I think I'm going to skip.
Sound like a weatherman.
Although, speaking of going to explore, imagine the road trips you could have now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just keep literally go all the way round.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
You could have a full world road trip and you never have to stop driving.
That's incredible. Yeah. Unbelievable lengths that you'd be able to drive. I mean, there's that one view of Earth, isn't there, where it's pretty much like all water. Like one half of the Earth is that.
Yeah.
Imagine driving across that. That'd be a challenge.
Oh, my God. That'd be great. Because you're also going to have that. You're going to have someone racing to be the first person to drive around the world. Because obviously you have people sail around the world or just around the world in 80 days, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You have to be the first person to race around the world in a car.
Oh, yeah. And then it's going to be the first person to cycle around the world and then to...
Then run around the world.
And then unicycle. And then sort of roly-poly across the world. It starts getting a bit ridiculous in the end, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, it'll keep us occupied for a while.
Yeah. I mean, there's plenty more fun news reports coming very soon about all these different achievements people have made.
Guinness World Records, having a great time, you know?
Yeah. Now, we both said we love the ocean, right? We love it. It's good. It's fun. It's a lot of activities, fun play you could have there, you know, all different water sports and all different things like that. It's relaxing, it's calm, it's beautiful. Maybe if a bit stinky, but let's be real. They're pretty scary too, right? The gargantuan squid. Hello, no thanks.
Yeah.
Anglerfish. They can do one. They're like the scariest looking thing in the world. A little light dangling in front of their face, looking all tantalizing, and then...
Snap, snap.
Snap, yeah, snap, snap. Exactly. There are literal monsters in the sea.
Yeah, genuinely horror movie stuff. Like, isn't it like we've explored more of the moon or something than we have the bases of the ocean or something like that?
I think it's like we think we know more about outer space than we do about the ocean or something like that.
Yeah, terrifying actual... horrible stuff down there that is like real aliens.
Yeah.
Proper aliens. Proper, you know?
What we know of as aliens in our brain, it is legitimately that, yes.
But all dead now, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Good point. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's also a bit of bonus as well.
Quick way of getting rid of all the aliens.
Take that, aliens.
Now a lot easier to explore, so now we will find out a lot more about the surface of the Earth, I guess. Yeah. It is sad, though. We never really got to see them all in action. Got little glimpses of, you know, you get those deep sea submarines going and filming them. But yeah, we'll just come across a load of dead ones of them and be like, oh, this one looked like it was probably cool. Wonder what that was.
That's the thing, though. Have you seen the old, what's it called? It's not a tugfish, is it? Something like that. It's like really ugly. It looks like a blob. Have you ever seen that picture?
Oh, yeah. I think it's literally called a blobfish, isn't it?
Maybe. I didn't know whether that was just sort of like a bit of a, you know, mean thing someone said about it once, like a nickname. So I didn't want to perpetuate that. But
yeah, don't want to be sending out slurs.
But apparently, that blobfish, it's only like that because when you get it out of the water, it's not under any pressure anymore because it's used to living like a billion miles under the ocean,
yeah,
where it's all lovely and nice. This poor blobfish, It's just had like a, if we took our spacesuit off out of space and we just sort of explode, the poor thing.
No wonder he looks so sad.
I know.
He's like, ugh. Oh no, I need ocean.
Speaking of water sports, though, bad time for them, isn't it?
A lot of them. I mean, sometimes a lake will do, but sure. The ocean is really where it's at, isn't it? That's where you're trying.
Yeah, surfing, sailing.
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving especially, yeah.
A lot of S-named sports, isn't it, really?
It was C. Maybe that's to do with it.
It's in the sea. Ooh, yeah, I think we might... Another conspiracy we're cracking open here.
Just lazy names.
Yeah, I think so. I scuba dived for the first time a year or so ago, and I loved it. It was the best... One of the best things I've ever done. And the fact that I have to just do that in, like, a swimming pool now or something is very sad.
Do you get people doing cave diving? They still exist, right? That's not the ocean?
Oh, I guess, yeah. But, I mean, they can do one.
Yeah, that's terrifying, isn't it? I think that's the only thing that comes close to a real big fear of mine, is like getting trapped in some underground cave.
Yeah, and then you add the wet in as well. That's underwater cave. Hello.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. I will pass.
Ultimate claustrophobia.
Yeah.
So, yeah, annoying to have discovered a love for a thing and then immediately have it taken away from you so quickly.
Well, yeah, I'm just glad I got to do it once, you know?
That's a very positive way to look at it. Well done, Chris.
Thank you. But, yeah, I am very sad about that. I would definitely have preferred to have scuba dived in the oceans around the world a few more times.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hey-ho, I'll have to just stick to the old paddling pool in the back garden, the bath.
I do think it loses some of its edge. I do think it loses some of the excitement.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Although, yeah, what does this mean for all the reefs? They're saying like the coral reefs are dying anyway, but this is a real way to speed this up.
Oh yeah, they're gone. They're dying because of all the pollutants and stuff in the water, right? So yeah, now it's just gonna get dried up.
No pollutants, but a lot drier.
Yeah, very, very dry. So I think we might be losing those a little bit quicker. So,
and I don't think we really have the water to spare to go around watering them all like a big garden.
Like over the hose. You just stand, yeah. It's just a guy standing there.
Someone trying to keep it alive. Yeah. He's like, come on. With the hose.
I mean, hey, hook your hose up to a waterfall. Get the waterfall involved. Maybe that can keep it up. Apparently, they got infinite water. So
apparently, yeah. So I reckon we'll be all right, maybe. Might be good for, like, the housing crisis. Obviously, we sort of talked earlier about overpopulation. But I was thinking about all the abandoned boats that we'd have.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, yeah, the boats are just going to, you know, go down to the bottom. I mean, mm-hmm. Some of them might fall quite a long way if the ocean just suddenly disappears. They might be falling quite a ways before they hit the floor.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the method. If we're draining it like a bath, might be all right.
Yeah, with a plug.
Where's the plug hole? Marinara Trench?
Maybe it's the Marinara Trench, yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, if it just disappears, yeah, they've got the impact's not going to do them too well.
No, but you're right. I mean, there's some beautiful, I'm thinking of like olden time ships, but like mm-hmm. Some of them are lovely.
Yeah. You've got massive like yachts or like cruise ships or the big shipping places, like the massive shipping ships.
Oh, actually, hang on. I've just... Your knowledge is outstanding, but
thank you.
little problem I've noticed.
Go on.
They're all going to be like 45 degrees slanted, aren't they? Because boats haven't got a flat bottom, so... You might be living in a new boat, but it's a bit on the side.
Do no boats have a flat bottom? I've been on boats that have glass bottoms on them. They're flat.
That's... Oh, I want to agree with you so hard, but it feels wrong. I mean, they're going to break, firstly.
No, because what are they called? Catamarans, where they have the two things on the side? They can be flat,
right? Catamarans, they are fine. They've thought it through. They've thought ahead.
Yeah, they've balanced. They've basically got like stabilizers on them.
Pretty much, yeah. They know what's up. They're ready to be housed up.
You've got the plain boats.
Sorry, it took me a little... Yes. Boats that were aeroplanes.
The ones that could go on amphibious planes.
Yes. Or are they aquatic boats? No, wait, what?
No, they're either aquatic planes or flying boats.
Flying boats sounds cooler, doesn't it?
That does sound cooler, yeah. I was going to say canal boats, but they're fine anyway. Canals are still... knocking about, so...
Oh, especially with all the, like, the locks to keep the water in as well. That isn't even dribbling away.
Yeah, exactly. They've thought ahead as well. They're like, well, you know, we probably want to lock this water up in case it, you know, ever goes running out.
They've imprisoned it. They're very protective, yeah.
Don't want the ocean stealing all of our canal water. That's us. We're locking that up.
You think someone just like left something in the canal once and they came back the next day and they're like, where's it gone? Out in the water. Just, I'm locking this
up. They just
up.
See it out at sea. They're just like, oh, no, that's not on my watch.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what we actually have to do then. We go a bit beaver mode. We just, so we don't lose all of our rivers and our waterfalls into oceans and stuff. Big old dams at the end of all the rivers.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Keep it all locked in.
Dam it all up. That's a perfect idea.
Yeah.
Operation Dam.
Yeah. Although we've got to be quick because that's running out pretty fast. It's like we've got to try and build a dam before we lose the whole river.
Yeah, it's probably quite hard to build a dam when the water's already there.
Well, beavers do it, so I reckon we just got to get them involved, hire a few of them.
Just start breeding beavers up now, yeah. in case the ocean does ever disappear. Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I have you ever seen a beaver? I don't think they're that common.
No, I haven't actually.
No. So.
Where are they common? I feel like they're Canadian. They've got a Canadian vibe to me, a beaver.
They do. They really do, don't they? Yeah, I think probably Canada, you're right. Purely from that, the fact that we both feel it in our bones must mean it's true.
There are two existing species of beaver, a North American beaver and a Eurasian beaver. So they're pretty...
Half right.
They get around.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're weirdly in a lot of like Eastern Europe. They're in like Ukraine and Russia and Latvia and...
Oh, wow. Beavers, wow.
But yeah, a lot of the US and Canada as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so we really need to get them over here in England to start preparing for the old, the damming, as we would call it, I'm assuming.
Obviously.
Don't people say also that you're as busy as a beaver? Because they're going to get pretty busy with all this dams they got to build.
They're known for their work ethic, yeah, so I don't think we need to worry about that.
Yeah, I think we're solid. That's a perfect solution to this problem.
I'm glad we've solved that.
You know what I'm thankful for?
Go on.
Nautical terms are now very redundant. They confuse me. I hate them.
Such as?
You got port, starboard. I don't even know how to say it. I never remember which one's which.
Port is left because it has the same amount of letters.
Okay, good way of remembering it. But still, why not say left?
Couldn't tell you.
Exactly. They're overly fancy, aren't they? Fathoms.
Yeah.
What even is it? I can't even fathom what it is.
Knots.
Knots, did you say?
A speed, right, in water?
I think so. What? Why?
You'd like tie knots in rope and you throw them over and it's however many knots go over the... It's overly complicated.
They do love knots, don't they, sailors and stuff?
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
I think they just wanted to keep doing knots. I love a knot. We've got to find other ways to use all these knots.
Yeah. Do you think they love pretzels as well?
What they would actually love is a really straight pretzel that they get to knot into a pretzel.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Maybe that's where we get pretzels from. There's like, you know, we make breadsticks here on land. Sailors buy them. And then they come back as pretzels.
Yeah, I think you might have nailed that.
You've also got the nautical mile, which is close to being like land-based, but annoyingly, it's 1.1... landmile. Why are you doing that?
Why? Yeah, well, I'm with you there. Why?
Silly. You got flotsam, jetsam.
Well, I don't even know what that is.
I think, and I'm always, again, I get these two mixed up as well. I think flotsam is like natural scum that you find floating around, and jetsam is like man-made scum that you human scum that you find floating
around.
So
like those big like floating things of plastic in the ocean, they're jetsam,
yeah, whereas like a blob of seaweed is flotsam.
Huh.
But I might have also got those the wrong way around, so do not listen to me.
They are fun words, though. These are the first ones we've come across where I'm like, kind of like those. Port, starboard, fathoms, all those get lost. Flotsam, jetsam, they're fun.
To be fair, I was writing the notes and I wasn't saying them out loud. Now I've said them out loud, I kind of agree with you. I think flotsam, jetsam, they do sound fun. They sound like sports teams or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Cincinnati Jetson.
Yeah, right? Has Finding Nemo 3 just got a lot harder or a lot easier?
Well, I don't want to break it to you, but I think he might be dead.
Does that make it easier to find him?
No, he can't really identify himself.
It's not called Finding Nemo Alive, you know?
Right, so you think this is like a bounty situation. It's like dead or alive, we can find, well, as long as we find him in some capacity.
Maybe. I'm not saying that you need to like take him out to capture him or anything. I don't think he's on the run, but who knows? Maybe this is for like a darker... Pixar films like to grow up with the audiences, don't they, a little bit? So, you know.
That's what the third one is. He's got a hit out of it.
and he's
now we've got to find Nemo, but not in the way he wants. He doesn't want to be found this time.
Yeah, I actually like that idea. I think we should pitch that.
If you're listening, who runs Pixar these days? Pete Doctor, is that?
Yeah,
that it?
Sounds
or
right.
Lee Ulrich or whatever his name is. I don't know.
CEO of Pixar.
Look, Pixar dudes. What we said. I think Finding Nemo 3 is a Hitman film. Give us a call.
Bunch of other homeless famous characters from TV and film and stuff as well. So maybe you could suggest a place where we can put these characters.
Okay.
Moby Dick?
I've never read it. Does he not get killed?
That might be actually the main plot, mightn't it?
I think that's what it's all about, isn't it?
All right, so a grave.
Yeah, I think that was dealt with.
What about Flipper?
We'll see. Dolphin?
Dolphin. I think it's like the dolphin version of Free Willy, I think.
I reckon he lives somewhere pretty nice already. I don't reckon he's just slumming it out in the real world. I reckon he's got like a nice house somewhere already.
Yeah, you got a nice tank house.
Yeah, he's got a nice tank. He's chilling.
Okay, Jaws.
Hopefully dead.
But they keep coming back, Jack. That's the trouble. They kill him every film.
Yeah, but now Will Fisher—he's not surviving this.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, that would be terrible. Now he's walking out. Now it's like Predator, but just
they've evolved. Yeah.
Yeah, Jaws the next level. He's now just walking around, hunting you down in the supermarket.
How is? Are they like literally walking on their back, little fin bits, like feet?
Yeah,
or are they
kind of? Definitely.
Are they kind of doing the worm along? You know.
No, I want him upright. I want him bipedal or whatever.
Wow. Yeah, that's something. That's like scarier than like a bear
holding a shotgun. Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, he's drying out real quick, isn't he?
Very much so.
Although, he lives in a pineapple. We can just put him in a fruit bowl.
Yeah, I mean, the pineapple's going to stay quite moist, isn't it? After a while. So...
Yeah, just give it a little water every so often.
All right, perfect. Good fruit bowl is. The Little Mermaid.
She gains legs and becomes human anyway, so she's all good.
Jack, I think you're forgetting The Little Mermaid 2, Return to the Ocean.
Oh, I am forgetting that.
Yeah, so...
Was that a straight-to-DVD kind of?
Probably, yeah, I've never seen it before, but it sounds like she goes back to the ocean, I think. I think it's something to do... She has a kid or something, and the kid's like...
Turns out to be a fish, and she's like, oh, God!
Quick, back home. Yeah. So, yeah, well she's gone back. I guess she just... gets legs again? Like, she could just choose.
We basically just run through the whole process of film one again. I'm just like, sorry, I know I'm flip-flopping backwards and forwards on this, but actually decided the legs might be quite useful. We could go back to that.
Ursula, or what? Is it Ursula that gives her the legs? I think so, right? It's like the queen, like a spell
yeah,
or something.
Yeah. I know she's the evil one. I don't know if she's the
she's
one who ended
like, up... Oh, goodness, Ariel, come on.
Make your mind up, love. Make your mind up.
Finally, I mean, this is going to be a sad one. I think Baby Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, I don't think he's becoming Teenage Shark. I think he might just be...
That might be it.
Might be it for the old Baby Shark.
Which might be a good thing. It's a bit annoying now, isn't it?
Yeah, he's run his course.
Yeah, I think so.
Whilst we're on films, this is a good sign for any casinos / museums that don't want their stuff stolen.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Ocean's 12. Ocean's 13. Ocean's 8.
Such a weird numbering system, isn't it?
Yeah, someone needs to teach them to count.
Just for that fact alone. I mean, I think it's more just that they're gutted they started with 11, and then they were like, uh-oh, hang on, what Ocean's 11 too? No, Ocean's 8. You know, they had to just keep going, and then they panicked when they got up to, what was it, like 14 or something?
They got to 13, and then they're like, what's after? I think it's 8, right?
Then I think they were just like, we can't get 14 people. These films are getting expensive, and they're not earning very much anymore. So
yeah, they were just in the casting process like, we do only have 8 people signed up for this so far. I don't reckon we can find another 6 people to be doing this. I think we might just have to call it here. We'll just call it Ocean's 8.
Screw it, we'll just go with Ocean's 8. It's fine, whatever. It's a different number, isn't it? It doesn't matter that it's the...
Is it a prequel? No, but it doesn't matter. No one will care.
Doesn't matter. No one will watch it anyway.
So we don't just want to go one before with Ocean's 10.
No,
it's
no,
just like,
no.
Nah, 8 will do it.
Shame, though. I loved the Ocean's 11, the first one.
First one's a brilliant film. I think I quite like the second one as well. I've been locked up since I've seen it, honestly.
I can't fully place my finger on the second one, like the full plot. Is that the one where Julia Roberts plays herself?
Oh, no, because whatever one that is dreadful. So if that's the second one...
That is probably the moment where the series fully dies.
Yeah, that's some of the worst writing I think I could ever... I was like, hold on, what... What is the logic of the world of this film? So Julia Roberts exists in this, but George Clooney doesn't. So what is, firstly, Julia Roberts' filmography in this world? And secondly, no one else has ever mentioned that she looks exactly like Julia.
And also, in the film, they're not even just like, you look exactly like you are the spitting image. They're like, you might look a bit, I think you look a bit like her with a bit of work. Like, maybe, like.
So no, she looks exactly, because it is her.
It is her. Julia Roberts.
Yeah, I don't, try to work that out in your head of the world they're trying to build there is hard work, I'd say.
I agree. So in that aspect, I'm glad. I really hope they don't make another Oceans movie, and in a world without oceans, they can't, surely.
So, good.
Good. Keeping on the film's train, because why not? I know we both love our movies. Aquaman, already, dare I say, quite a crappy superhero, like power, but he's really messed up now. I mean, his house is gone.
What is his power? Is he just can swim?
he'd have to swim good, yeah, like pretty good. He doesn't need armbands anymore.
Yeah, like he'd win at the Olympics, easily. Surely.
Why haven't they ever made that a part of the fit? Like, is he banned from the Olympics?
Yeah, I guess there's technically no reason why he can't.
Why not? It seems really discriminatory to not allow him. He's human, right? He's not like Superman where he's like an alien.
No, I think he's like a fish.
Okay, that would explain a lot of things. I mean, yeah, they won't let fish in the Olympics, will they? They won't let a shark.
Can you imagine? And this is America with their entry Flipper just coming in, and he's just standing there on the little start block.
I'm imagining more of like a cod or something, just like flopping about, waiting to go in, and then the buzzer goes.
Yeah, I do think generally human is a requirement.
Usually, I would say Aquaman. I mean, man, he's Aquaman. He's got man in the name. He must be some sort of human.
He's at least 50% man.
Yeah, exactly. So
if you're half the nationality, you can be that nationality's entry. So I reckon he qualifies as man.
I think he goes in. I think he wins every time.
Yeah, why are you bothering saving the world all the time? Just go and be a very rich sports person.
I mean, he could probably do both, right? I mean...
Yeah, I guess it's not like he has to train too much to be the world's best.
No, he just turns up once a year. Once for 4 years. And then...
Yeah.
Smashes it out of the park, and then it's good to go carry on saving boats.
Yeah, not too sure on the whole Aquaman thing.
I think he can talk to fish. I think he can, like, converse with them, so that's good.
Right, he has a trident?
He has a trident, so he's good at stabbing things.
Yeah, maybe he could also enter the javelin.
Yes, and I'm not entirely sure on it. I think he might be able to actually control water, like a water bender, I think.
That would make sense. That would make him slightly special.
But then does it have to be ocean? Like, he's called Aquaman. He's not called Ocean Man. Can he also control, like, a gin and tonic or something? Or, a Coca-Cola?
Any kind of liquid you think he can control?
I don't know. That's what I mean. Like, humans are mostly made of water too. Can he bend me?
Oh, yeah, you know, like Magneto, where you can, like, control all, like, the metal substances in your body?
Yeah.
He should be able to, like, take all the water out of you. That'd be horrifying.
Oh, Aquaman, I should never have spoken bad of him.
Yeah, I take back everything I said about him, but he's very powerful.
We love you, Aquaman.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and seven nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
All right, so what's our overall feeling? What's the vibe on this one?
I mean, I love the extra room. I think I'm a big fan of hiking, so getting to see all these new mountains and gorges and interesting geological features, fantastic.
Yeah, a lot to see.
Yeah, love a road trip. Oh, brilliant. The death of all life on Earth probably is outweighing the benefit.
Yeah, you got to kind of weigh them up. There's also, you know, you haven't got the old nice refreshing of the ocean anymore, the sound of the waves, the coolness of the sea.
Yeah, bad smell of all the fish. I do think, on balance, probably should go with bad.
I'm also thinking bad.
Oceans are good.
Good oceans, keep them up.
Let's keep them around for a bit. But there we go. I think that'll do us for today. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yep. If you have any thoughts about a world without oceans, you can contact us on our socials. The links are in the description.
But thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.